around the internet, around the world, broadcasting from Dallas and Philadelphia. This is another Humphrey Camardella production.
You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Camardella production.
Well, welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade, and this week we're going to go on a musical excursion through the big band era. I'd like to focus on brother groups, both singing and big bands, from the 1920s through the 1950s. Now, many of these groups you will recognize, and I think there are quite a few that you may not. It is these groups that provided balance and distinctiveness of many of their orchestras of the time. There's actually a lot more of these groups than I realized when I started doing research and putting together all the music. I found that there were many, many brother groups throughout the years with a wide range of styles, jazz and blues, and of course out of the swing era. Many of them were obscure, I admit, but I think you're going to enjoy the wide selection that we're going to have today. Now we're going to start with 1920s and move through the years to the 1950s. Well, our first selection is going to be from 1918. Wow, we're going way, way back to the Six Brown Brothers, and they released on this Victor Records, believe it or not, When Aunt Dinah's Daughter Hannah Bangs on That Piano. The Six Brown Brothers continued to be popular up through the 1920s. Our next group are the Green Brothers Novelty Band from 1920. They released Kismet. Thank you. There was a change in the mid-1920s. The music became much smoother as the orchestras developed their styles, as we'll illustrate here with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra from 1928, Croquet. As I've pointed out many times before, music within the United States was regionally based and reflected the culture of the area in which it was played. Our next group is from 1928, and it was one of the most popular and prolific of the early country groups, the Allen Brothers. They released this record, Frisco.
Lord, Lord. don't blow that old horn so wicked. Well, you know your papa's vitality is just about ready to explode. And you know by the time we get through playing these mean old blues, it won't be long now. Had the blues for Chicago, I couldn't be satisfied. People say the Frisco blues aren't bad. Oh, people say the Frisco blues aren't bad.
Now that was from the country music style of the 1920s. The Dorsey Brothers Concert Orchestra released this on OK Records in 1929, Lover, Come Back to Me, with vocals by Smith Ballew.
Your heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I'm so lonely. Every road I walked along with you. No wonder I'm lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me.
Thank you.
While that had quite a symphonic style, the Dorsey brothers could move from their concert orchestra to their regular orchestra, where they released Sally of My Dreams in 1928 with vocal by Smith Ballou.
Among the flowers in that land of make-believe. Sweet Sally, dreams are coming true. The day you say you love me half as much as I love you.
Let's compare that more sophisticated sound with a hit from 1920. It reached number 79. It's by the Green Brothers novelty band, La Vida.
Thank you.
1928, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra continued to release great music. Let's listen to My Melancholy Baby.
Cloud must have a silver lining, so wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
As you can tell by now, I'm not going to be able to finish this show today. Part 2 will be next week. There's just too much music to go through. 1930s and the 40s and 50s were some great vocal groups that developed, and I think you're going to really enjoy next week's show also. We're going to conclude today's show with a piece that was released in 1929 that's readily recognizable. It's based on the Cole Porter music and lyrics of the musical Paris. It's often identified with the roaring 1920s. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Thank you. let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Why, the Dutch in old Amsterdam do it. Not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.